And brethren, it's a wonderful thing. I am pleased to be here by the grace of God. Thanks for your wonderful welcome, your wonderful treatment. So I won't be long. I promise myself that I'll stand up, speak up, and sit down. Now, brethren, in a few weeks, 28 days to be exact, and I am taking Brother Zion's word. I think he's a truthful person when he said it's 28 days to the feast of Passover. Like I said, he knows better than to lie to us. So within a few weeks, brethren, is the Passover as commanded by God in Genesis 12 and Leviticus 23, with its central focus on the Passover lamb. But brethren, the need for a lamb goes way back to the foundation of the world. Way before the children of Israel even went to Egypt, long before that. Peter, in one of his epistles, speaking of Jesus Christ, referred to him as a lamb slain from the foundation of the world. And as Brother Zion read, when Abraham was commanded to sacrifice his son, and his son looked at him and he said, "My father, here is the fire, here is the wood, where is the lamb?" So we know, brethren, that absolutely a lamb was required. At the inaugural Passover in Egypt, first thing God commanded the children of Israel, that you select a lamb. Brethren, they could not show for Passover without a lamb, any more than we can show a Passover without Jesus Christ and an acknowledgement of him being the basis of our justification to God. So through the millennia, the repetitive killing of lambs at Passover was only a representation of a greater reality of the real Lamb of God. So by the time God was ready for the preaching of the gospel, when he sent Jesus Christ, and of course John the Baptist before him, and as the scripture said, and John saw Jesus coming, and he said, "Behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world." Brethren, the word sin in that sentence goes to the crux of the human condition. Brethren, the fact is that not only are we sinners, but we are sinful. Sin broke our relationship with God. And that's why you see Adam could not stand the presence of God. Neither can he. It's a dangerous thing, brethren, to live and not have a relationship with God. God is the one who created us. And having sin, brethren, he is the only one that can save us. Brethren, let us not be ashamed or afraid to say loudly, there is no other religion, no other name under heaven by which we can be saved. Salvation does not exist apart from Jesus Christ. Because, brethren, in our fallen state, we cannot even approach God. We cannot stand in his presence. And we do not have it within ourselves to make a defense before him that could stand and thereby earn ourselves eternal life, suspending the penalty of death. Let's take a look, brethren, of what the scripture says about the human condition. Will somebody read for me Romans 5 verse 10, please? Romans 5:10.
For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, much more having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life.
Thank you. Colossians 1:21. Colossians 1:21.
And go ahead. You were enemies, an enemy in your mind by wicked works, yet know he has reconciled.
Brethren, hear what the scripture says. Sometimes we were raised in church, and we think we're pretty good people, because we don't think that we have sinned enough to qualify as sinners. But brethren, that's the human condition. It says we were enemies of God in our minds by wicked works. We might have been born in sin and shapen in iniquity, but brethren, we were actively involved in the construction of the enmity that existed between God and ourselves. We did play our part. It's not necessarily and by itself something we inherited. We contributed greatly to that lack of a proper relationship with God. Brethren, it was the Apostle Paul, that gentleman who wrote what was just read. A real, intolerant, zealot who happened to be a Pharisee. He was so zealous of his religion that when Jesus Christ, through his death and resurrection, established the Christian faith, he felt an obligation to destroy. And he was doing a wonderful job until our Lord and Savior stopped him. Brethren, Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God. And we are now preparing to celebrate his death, his part. Brethren, do we realize and recognize the importance of the death of Jesus Christ and the Passover that we are soon to celebrate. Without Him, brethren, we have no access to God, no access to eternal life. We cannot or could not have what we now have, which is a wonderful relationship with our Creator. Brethren, if anybody need to give praise, thanks, and honor to God, it is us, brethren, who have received justification by the death of Jesus Christ and a wonderful hope of eternal life. You see the position that we are in, brethren. Not even death can now separate us from God. How thankful are we, brethren? How thankful are we? The sacrifice, precious sacrifice, I might add, has been applied to our lives graciously. Brethren, how much time do we spend giving credit to God for what He has done for us, done with us, and done through? You know, brethren, it's not very difficult to take credit for the things that we have and who we have become and what we hope to achieve in this life. Let's give credit to God, brethren. Let's give credit to God. I have a scripture that I'd like somebody to read for me. 2 Corinthians 2 verse 14.
Now thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumph in Christ, and through us diffuses the fragrance of His knowledge in every place.
Go ahead, some more, please.
For we are to God the fragrance of Christ among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing. To the one we are the aroma of death leading to death, and to the other the aroma of life leading to life.
Thank you. See, brethren, this is what we have become. To the Father, we are the aroma of Christ, the fragrance. If you happen to walk through a field on a pleasant spring or summer day and encounter wild flowers, and in a beautiful garden, let's say a rose, it exudes a kind of aroma that is very pleasing. Here the apostle is telling us that to God our Father, we are the aroma. Brethren, this is all done through the grace of God. There is nothing that we could have done to earn that place or that position in the eyes of God, if you please, the nostrils of God. We are the aroma of God. What did God say of Jesus Christ? This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. So if there is any fragrance coming off Jesus Christ, we are it, and we did not earn that, brethren. This is all by the grace of God. So brethren, we are encouraged to humble ourselves in the eyes of God. So not only is Jesus Christ the Lamb of God, brethren, Jesus Christ is a priest who is now in the sanctuary. And by the way, is committed to our success. The only one who can prevent us from entering the kingdom of God is us, brethren. The scripture says he ever lives to make intercession for the sin of the people. In other words, brethren, we are covered. So what we are about to celebrate at Passover, brethren, it's not a local parochial exercise. It's a universal exercise where God the Father and Jesus Christ will sit at the edge of their seats and relish the moment. Here are the children, the fruit of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, called to obedience, are listening to us and are obeying and appreciating, trusting that there is no other way to eternal life than that which has been provided through the death of Jesus Christ, who is the best gift that has been given in the universe and throughout eternity, and that it has been accepted simply because we believe Jesus Christ when he sent the gospel, or brought the gospel to us. Now, brethren, we are the ones now representing Jesus Christ on earth, saddled with the responsibility of preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God, privileged and empowered by the Holy Spirit not only to preach the gospel but to live the gospel. Brethren, let's bear in mind, because Jesus Christ will not always be a lamb. One day he will be a lion, the lion of the tribe of Judah, who will come and give us new ones. He will bring this rotten world to a conclusion and inaugurate the kingdom of God. And you, brethren, have been appointed. You have been appointed not only as a representative, but will be real kings and priests in the establishment of God's kingdom, to teach and to lead and to guide, and to be actively involved in bringing this wicked, unjust world to a conclusion. Brethren, Passover is only the beginning step. It shows that we have been reconciled to God. But there is a whole new world open up to us, and we have access through the Spirit of God and through the Word of God to accept and to take in what God is giving to us. Brethren, let us receive. Let us be thankful. Let us, against all odds, encourage and strengthen each other as we prepare. Prepare, brethren. Prepare. Prepare for the kingdom of God. Thank you.